Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The sponsor of our show, the law firm Kondori & Murad, can help you to draft a last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. The show's on the road today at a Friday field trip.
Hanging out at the Sharp Bar inside the Simon, inside the JW Marriott here at Reston Station. This place is unbelievably nice. We are eating from a giant chocolate football Super Bowl trophy. We're picking at that. I've had a few footballs. I've had the tail, which has some caramel in it. I had a risotto. Grant's pummeled a burger. This place is awesome. Come by and see us.
Looking forward to seeing Commanders fans as they get ready for the Falcons. Speaking of which, let's learn about Atlanta. And to help us discuss the Falcons and scout the opponent, we've got former NFL tight end Randy McMichael, who was a dude in the National Football League. He spent some time on my fantasy team over the years, a former 70-catch, 800-yard tight end in the National Football League. Randy, welcome to D.C. via the airwaves and to Grant and Danny again. It's good to talk to you, man. How you been?
Hey, man, what's going on, fellas, man? I appreciate y'all having me on again, man. It's been a long time.
It's Absolutely. Been a minute, but when the Commanders are going to Atlanta, that means we got to talk to our guy, Randy McMichael. So let's just start with, last week was disgusting. That's not real, right? You guys aren't that bad.
Oh, my. You know what? It's been a long week up here, down here.
Yeah.
Because of what happened on Sunday that people are still talking about today. Everybody wants everybody to be fired. Like, I just got out the air, and I'm talking about the agitation that I had. With just the fact that it's not the fact that they lost, it's how they lost. If they would have lost 21-10, okay. They lost 30-0 to the Carolina Panthers. I mean, that was just, it was just one of those things where, you know, the doubt of here we go again, the curse of the Falcon fan. I mean, all that came back in that one spell swoop last Sunday afternoon because they played like crap. I've watched a lot of Falcons games outside of the Super Bowl. That's the worst game I've ever seen the Falcons play.
Randy, I keep beating this drum, and Washington fans don't want to hear it, which I understand because it's, you know, talking about their opponent here. But I feel like Atlanta's just got so many weapons. I feel like they're capable. It just hasn't happened yet. The offense hasn't gotten going. I'm a Penix fan. We know how nasty Robinson is. I think Drake London's a dude. Kyle Pitts, his lack of production isn't because of lack of athleticism. Like, I feel like they're dangerous, and it just hasn't clicked yet, and I don't want to be there when it does.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. They have a whole lot of talent, and I think a lot of it, you know, it's big smacks because you're dealing with a young quarterback who, I mean, everybody loves Michael Penix. He ain't played good. And people are getting mad at me down here because I said he has not played well. Now, have they played their best around him? No. Drake London got hurt in the first game, and then Darnell Mooney's coming back slow. Kyle Pitts is playing well. They don't give him enough targets. Obviously, Bijan is that guy. The offensive line has played well enough for them to win. And Zach Robinson, you know, the whole thing with this whole the pistol offense, that's another overblown thing in my opinion. But I think once it starts clicking, but it has to start with number nine. He's got to play better than he's been playing these last two games. I know they ramrodded Minnesota and everything like that. He didn't play that well in that game. He played good in the Tampa game, and he played awful against Carolina. He's got to play better for this team, and they got to play better around him for this offense to get where it needs to be.
Let's go deeper into Penix. He's got a rocket for an arm, there's no doubt. But what are we kind of hanging our hats on? He was drafted in the top 10, obviously. But as you said, like the perception of him and the reality is very, very different right now. He's only played in, I think, six games as a starter now. But it's more interceptions than touchdowns. It's sub 60% complete. Like you mentioned it hasn't been good this season. What about overall? Like how are we feeling about him?
Well, yeah, you see the potential, and you're right. He has a hose. He can throw it through rain, sleet, slow, whatever you want to. But what defenses are doing, they're taking that away from him. They're taking that away from him and making him do something that coming into the league was something that was kind of not his strength, and that's the intermediate-type throws. And right now, I think he's like 2 of 20 or something like that on the season. So he's got to make those easy throws. We talked about it, me and my partner here in Atlanta, Andy Bunker, about giving him – and we had Raheem on during the summertime, giving him those layup throws. He did a great job taking the check down earlier on in the Tampa game, but then he overused it last game. That's why when you're a check down runner, all of the Bijan and the tight ends were getting the crap knocked out of him because he was coming back so late to him. So he just got to fix some mechanics and footwork and those things like that, but they got to do a better job. The receiver coach was just fired down here. The receiver group, and you talked about him earlier, was the most unachieving room on this team. And so something had to happen. A lot of people want to call it a scapegoat. I don't, because they weren't playing well. They weren't getting in and out of their breaks. They're not helping the quarterback either. But, again, the cohesion between the quarterback and the receivers is just not where it needs to be right here in Atlanta.
Randy McMichael, middays on our sister station for Odyssey in Atlanta, giving us the latest on the Falcons ahead of Sunday's matchup. So I defer to you here, and I'm asking, I'm not telling, but I did go back this week and just watch all the throws this season. I don't understand Zach Robinson's offense, and I'm not impressed at all by his scheme. There's no air yards. They take no shots at all. Most of their throws are to flat-footed receivers looking back at the line of scrimmage. What am I missing? And why don't they ever go play action? They have such a good running game. They don't move the pocket. It actually is terrible, I think. But again, you know better than I do. I would be calling for that guy if I was in Atlanta to do more. What do people think of him? Because he's never been an OC anywhere else.
Oh, they want him fired. That's what the talk all week. And you're absolutely correct. They don't do enough with it. And I go back to the situation where – Do you have a quarterback that can't do it? Because we talked about the play-action pass. Well, they're always in the damn pistol, so it's hard to play-action pass out of that. So is it a point where is Michael comfortable going under center? Is Michael comfortable turning his back to the defense? I don't know what that is. But, yes, he needs to be more creative. But I think we have a caller section at the end of each show, and today somebody – and I was like, if it doesn't go right, somebody else is going to get fired if it looks like it did last week. Probably the offensive coordinator. My reasoning is always this: then who are you going to hire? There are no more play callers on this staff. And so they're up against it right now. But it's amazing when they were gashing people with the pistol, it was fine. When Kirk Cousins threw for 500 yards twice last year in the pistol, it was fine. But when it doesn't work, it's all of a sudden we got to get rid of it. He's got to do a better job of calling plays. The quarterback's got to do a better job of recognizing and all these different things. And the players, I'm telling you, they got to play better around. They play better around, this offense will work. But Zach Robinson, my issue with him, he don't give Bijan the ball enough. There's no way, heck, that Bijan had his 13 carries last week and Tyler Allgeier gets one. They love that 11 personnel, which I freaking hate so much. When you guess in your best offensive personnel grouping is 12 personnel with Charlie Warner and Kyle Pitts on the field at the same time. It statistically is shown that's their best one, but yet he wants to run this – oh, see, I'm getting mad again. He wants to run this soft behind 11 personnel the whole damn game.
Randy McMichael with us here, breaking down the Atlanta Falcons on G&D. So do you expect different things this weekend? I mean, to me, the – I look at what happened this past week. We're talking about it, but that 30-0 loss, and I'm going, this is the introspection time. This is the adjustment time. Your initial plan for a couple of games, you wrote it out. It didn't work. Now here comes something brand new. Do you expect kind of a different, I don't want to say style of offense? They're still going to pistol, but you know what I mean? Do you expect like significant changes and maybe a refocus or a rehoning from this Falcons team making them dangerous?
I really hope so. I really, really hope so, because I think that, you know, the sense of urgency is there. Rod knows that if he doesn't get it done this year, he's gone. Terry Fontenot knows, the GM, who I'm very fond of both of these brothers. But if they don't get it done, they're going to be gone. They've already got rid of one coach. I know they moved Zach down to the field. I hope so. I hope that it's a matter of, okay, you saw what happened in Carolina. It was embarrassing. The Falcons don't get a lot of national news, really. They got a lot of national news because everybody said the same thing. What? 30-0 in Carolina? And because of that, and because of how the offense struggled, because you go back to the, I think they were 0-for-5 in the red zone. They kicked the field, five field goals, wherever it was. The plays are there. There's guys wide open. They said there hasn't been a receiver or tight end that caught a touchdown yet. Well, Drake London dropped two in the first game. Cordero Hodge, he didn't run past one. Michael put the ball perfect. Kyle Pitts was sitting in the end zone twice. Michael didn't throw it to him. So, I mean, there's plays to be had. And I understand when it's not working, everybody wants to go back and talk about scheme. But take care of the plays that are there, and then the scheme will continue to develop. But I hope that they get to a point where they can put some more stuff in this offense, because right now it's just stagnant.
Let's move to the other side of the ball and the Falcons' defense. They rank number 3 in yards per play allowed so far this season and number 3 against the pass. I think they're 6th in sack rate, although most of those came against J.J. McCarthy, so it's early enough that kind of skews things some. But what have you seen so far from the Atlanta defense?
I think they played well enough for this team to be 3-0. You think, go back and to the first game, it wasn't their fault. They played good. They had, but the thing about it, Baker was just doing Baker things. You know, and I mean, that's what I love about Baker. No matter how much you kind of stymie him up, he figures out a way, and that's what happened. Also, they missed the field goal, and now the Falcons have had open tryout 3 straight weeks to kicker, so whatever that means. But I think defensively, they played better. I think, you know, the infusion of these young pass rushers has helped. I think Kate Nellis is playing really well, and a lot of these young players that were here last year, these second-year guys like Dorlis and those and Rukororo, those young players are playing well, because a lot of them didn't play last year that were drafted on that defensive line. You add them with the SEC boys, Jaylen Walker and Pierce, they've gotten better. Now, they're not where they need to be, and I think, you know, with the challenge that Marcus Mariota is going to give them as far as a running quarterback, they haven't faced that yet, so that's going to be the challenge. But I think, you know, you can't ask for more. They played well enough for them to win. It's not their fault, Carolina. Hell, the Carolina kept getting the ball in their damn territory. So I think, you know, they played better than they have in recent memory, in my opinion. But you're right, the sack numbers got to get up where they were in the Minnesota game.
What about the run defense? I mean, to me, this is a little bit of, you know, like Nebraska in the mid-90s type atmosphere for Washington. If you're going to get out of Atlanta with a win, I think they got to pound a little bit. They did last week against the Raiders, who came in with a pretty good run defense, knocked them around. Right. I think that's the recipe. How do you think Atlanta holds up in the run D?
Well, that's going to be the challenge. That is going to be the challenge, because Marcus gives you that extra dimension at the water. I mean, I know that we know that Terry's going to be out. We know that Jalen's going to be out. But Marcus gives you that added element with the running game that you already got. Because, I mean, the way that the Commanders were gashing, I'm talking about gashing Vegas last week, that's going to be a problem for Atlanta. Now, I think with Atlanta is they're without their number one corner in A.J. Terrell. So you can't play them. Without Scary Terry, the Falcons might be able to go a little bit more man and commit more bodies to the run game because of the fact that Marcus is the quarterback. Not saying Marcus can't throw it. But I think more than anything, because of his ability to run, they have to account more bodies to the box.
It sounds to us from D.C., just hearing little clips or seeing some of the stuff from the fans, like there's some Marcus Mariota venom.
There's some animus.
There's a lot of like, this scrub can't come here and play well against us, .. stuff.
Okay. All right. So this is the thing. Like, we had in my partner, Andy, he's a Washington guy. So you know the thing with Oregon and Washington. In the year that Oregon came to Georgia, I went to Georgia. So Oregon and Georgia played in that kickoff classic. You remember that? And we had Marcus on the show, and I was just joking around with Marcus, and I was like, So are you guys going to cover? And he got really upset about that. And I'm like, Marcus is the nicest guy I've ever met. And he really got upset with me. And so my partner, obviously being from Washington, loved it. And everybody just keeps talking. I'm like, I didn't think it was a big deal. Marcus goes on another station in Portland and brings it up. And so, you know, that's a big bit that we have on our show. I always give my keys to every game on Friday afternoon for a Falcons game. And my keys were, I'm not going to give you, my last key was this: no game balls. No game ball, meaning do not let Marcus Mariota and Dan Quinn come into this house. Do not let them come into Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, where we all know what happened with Marcus here, and obviously Dan was here and had whatever, whatever. Do not let Marcus Mariota come in here and get a damn game ball because he came into the stadium and beat you. That was my last key of the day because you just don't understand what it's like being a Falcon fan. This stuff happens to us here.
we know very well.
Oh, we know about it.
It was 25 years of that around these parts.
Yeah, guys who we cut, guys who coaches who we fire, a guy named Josh Dobbs who got there on Wednesday beat us. This is what happens to Atlanta, and that is in the back of every Falcons fan right now. If Marcus Mariota is coming to Atlanta, and he's going to play here the game of his life. That's just the psyche of where Atlanta Falcon fans are.
Prediction for this one, Randy, what do you got?
I like the Falcons. I like the Falcons. I think that they can make enough plays. I think that the offense is going to be better. I do. I think the Falcons can find a way to get out of here with a win. I think somewhere around like 21-17, somewhere in that area.
By the way, you guys also have a kicker issue. You get rid of Younghoe Koo. You bring in a youngster who's missed two field goals. We're 3-for-6 in the field goal department in this town this season, so we know all about that.
Okay, well, they brought in another. They had open tryouts this week. It just came out that the kid that missed the kicks last week, Romo, is going to kick on Sunday. Now, he went 5-for-5 last time in Mercedes-Benz. All right, so it's a controlled element. We found out today the roof is not going to be open, and so it's going to be a controlled climate. So hopefully, because if he misses one kick, I'm just telling you right now, it's going to be bad.
You're talking about Matt Gay from the Commanders.
You mean Matt
Gay,
right?
You're talking about Matt Gay.
I'm telling you, you got one daggone job. All they do in practice all day is kick soccer balls, give golf tips, and read stocks and all that stuff. You got one damn job. Now, I wouldn't want it, but you got one job. All right, we've been out there fighting for 70 daggone plays, and all you got to do is make a kick.
Relatable content. Enjoy the game this weekend, but hopefully not too much.
All right, fellas. Y'all take care, man. Thanks again.
Having you on, Randy. He's always good. Randy McMichael does middays on our Odyssey sister station in Atlanta. A little bit of a vibe there. You could get a taste of how they're feeling in Falcons country. Next, I want to go around the rest of the NFC East, three other games in the division, and a very legitimate possibility this weekend of the division going 0-3. I want to explain that. Plus, we'll give you your best NFL game of Week 4 when we return on Grant and Danny from Char Bar in Reston at the JW Marriott.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Welcome back from Shar Bar. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are in Reston at the JW Marriott. They got a beautiful restaurant with delicious food in here. Shar Bar is the bar we've posted up at, but the Simon restaurant is fantastic. And if you're not familiar with JW Marriott out here at Reston Station, it's new. This is a great location, so put it in the queue. You're going to want to check this out. We'll get into some of the matchups within the division. The Eagles are playing 3-0 Tampa Bay in a matchup of undefeated clubs. The Cowboys are hosting the 2-1 Packers off of a bad loss. So Green Bay loses in Cleveland to the Browns. Nobody saw that coming. You would think you're getting the A game from the Packers, possibly why that's a 7-point spread. They're favored over Dallas. And then the Giants could be in some trouble. They're turning things over to their rookie quarterback, Jackson Dart, at home as they play one of the lone undefeateds in the league still, 3-0 L.A., the Chargers, in the Meadowlands. Before we talk ball, though, and get into the division games. So earlier today, I'm going to use his terminology, not mine. A caller said he was throwing a flag on me for saying Marriott. It was bothering him.
Okay.
Now, I've mixed in some Marriotts because that's what everybody says is Marriott, just so people are comfortable. But the only reason I've been doing this is because I saw a video in my algorithm scrolling Instagram like this morning, completely randomly, other than my phone knowing everything about me and knowing.
Right, it's like you're going to the Marriott.
I mean, there's Marriott, no chance it was completely random. It's really just because we're being monitored at all times, and I probably said the word Marriott to my wife at some point in the last day or two.
Right.
So that's why I saw it in my algorithm. But anyway, it's actually David Marriott. Actually, David Marriott. The guy that's in charge of everything.
Yeah.
I think he's the big boss, right? He's the big one.
I think he's the big boss now.
He runs the whole – if he walks in here right now, everyone goes up and asks what he needs, right?
Mr. Marriott.
So this is him on this video talking about Marriott versus Marriott, and I'm going to challenge the call of the caller, the official, who threw that flag. I'm throwing the red flag on him.
I will respond to either Marriott or Marriott, but I'm going to give you a little tutorial on the correct way to say it. And I love this story. My wife used to be a school teacher. She taught English. But when she was a teacher out there, she had a student named Elliot, and he kept calling her Mrs. Marriott. And she finally sat Elliot down one day, and she said, Elliot, how do you pronounce your name? He said, Elliot. He said, that's right. It's not Elliot. It's Elliot. It's the same way with Marriott. It is not Elliot Marriott. It is Elliot Marriott. And so the correct way to say it is actually Marriott.
I rest my case.
Wow. So that was a member of the Marriott family saying that
that's
out loud
who was saying
to everybody?
That.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be tough for that caller to argue. I
hate to see that.
You can argue with me if you want to. I don't know if you want to argue with David Marriott. But we're at the JW Marriott, a beautiful hotel. I told you this already. So when I go out to the NFL Combine, which has been several years now, I'm not on the beat and don't really cover the league as a reporter anymore. But when I did that for years, everybody posts up at the JW out there at the version of this, basically, their Shar Bar. And it's where every coach, every GM, every reporter, it's like where you end the night, basically. And it's just a great opportunity to hobnob and meet people and give out business cards and whatever. But like when you are in Indianapolis at the Combine, that's home base for everybody.
That's the hub.
I could see that being like this kind of vibe in here at the Simon.
Is that the place where everyone looked around and there was no Scott McLuhan? And like they cornered then Redskins executives or whoever?
It might have already, like, it might have gotten out before then. But yeah, maybe that would have been the night where they're like, wait, there's Bruce and there's Dan, but there's no Scott.
Where's the GM?
So for people that don't remember, the excuse then was that his grandmother
had passed.
Which is true, I think.
Yeah.
Like months earlier. So if you just say something that's true, how can people argue?
Like Scott McLuhan owned a bicycle. That's why.
So
he's
like
not here.
Someone comes up to me, is like, "Why isn't Danny working today?" And I'm like, "But you know, he's got three kids." It's like, "Yeah, but why isn't he working today?" They technically said something that was accurate. They said his grandmother had passed away.
Right.
It just wasn't why he wasn't there in that moment at that time. All right, let's dive into the NFC East game. So I want to start with the Jackson Dart nod by the Giants. This is going to be a 1 o'clock kick at the Meadowlands. I said this yesterday. I have kind of high hopes for him, not right away, but this season. I think their offense takes flight in the weeks ahead. Here's my logic. You're opening up pages of the playbook that Russell Wilson doesn't give you. Now, can he get you in and out of some things that Jackson Dart's not going to be able to? Yes. Is he going to be able pre-snap to decipher some disguises, some looks, man, zone, some things that the rookie quarterback won't, and he gets you into better looks or checks out of a play? Of course. But I like the read option abilities here. I like the athletic quarterback who can run. Russell Wilson years ago was that guy. He is not that guy, pal.
Not that guy, pal.
He's not that buddy guy. He just can't be him anymore. So Dart gives them more. I like his arm. He's an athlete. If you're expecting to see the guy from the preseason against the Chargers, you're crazy. This is a great defense. Jesse Minter is one of the best coordinators in the league. They're a 3-0 team. But I think if you give him a couple of weeks, you're going to start to see that Dart can play.
Yeah, I think there's something to it. There's at least some excitement, if not some of the refined skill set, right? Like if you watched an early Drake May, not put up great numbers, right, in a bad New England system, bad New England personnel, et cetera. And if you just looked at the box score, you looked at his Pro Football Reference page, you'd go, what's the special thing? If you watch in-game, you know, a sack that should have happened does it because he somehow wiggles out. Or, he ducks underneath and moves to the side. Even on an incomplete pass, there are some moments and some things that you'll see. We go, okay, that's reason for excitement. I think you're going to see that, if that makes any sense. And I know that's not what Jaden Daniels did last year, what Bo Nix did last year, what a lot of guys have done in their rookie years. But there's going to be reason for excitement with Dart. Again, I don't know what his ceiling is. I think that's TBD. But I think you're going to see enough kind of moments within the game where you go, okay, that's interesting.
My big question is, why are they doing this before you play 3-0 LA with a great defense? And why not wait 1 week until you play the terrible New Orleans Saints? It's like calling a team meeting. You don't call the players-only meeting right before you play the best team in the league. Hey, did the meeting work? You guys just got bludgeoned. You wait until you're playing the crap team that's a layup. You wait until you get the softest part of your schedule. That's when you fire the coach so you get 1-0 with the interim coach. They are going to the rookie in a game that is fairly unwinnable on paper.
Here's why I think they did it. I bet you they have one of those, I know, for example, Arthur Blank has weekly meetings. And he's a Hall of Famer, by the way. Never forget, an Atlanta Falcons Hall of Famer.
As well he should be.
Totally, yeah, all the winning.
Everyone's now patterning their concession stand prices after him changing the game and giving people food and drinks on the cheap.
Indeed, he's a Hall of Famer. Just ask him. But they have a weekly meeting. And I'm sure he went something to the effect of, what the hell is going on? Right? We lost 30-0 to the Carolina Panthers. Somebody do, and after they leave that meeting, there's a somebody better do something sense around the coaching staff, and they're scurrying right to cover themselves or get somebody fired. Ipso facto, the receivers coach gets fired. I bet you it was something similar to that, where the indignities that John Mara and company have suffered from their perspective. You let Barkley go, he's great. You guaranteed me this would happen, that would happen. Russell Wilson's the answer. We're 0-3. The offense was the worst thing I've ever seen against the Chiefs in a goal-to-go situation in the fourth quarter where there's no time for field goals. He threw it away four times. I just can't watch that anymore. So I bet you something changed because of that.
The only game in the NFL this weekend where two teams that are 3-0 will meet. The Eagles and the Bucks at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. Someone's getting to 4-0. I mentioned this on the show yesterday. Look up the numbers on this. Tampa Bay has handled Philly. And I did. Four of the last five games since 2021, the Bucks have beaten the Eagles. In fact, they eliminated them from the 2024 playoffs in January of that year. 32-9, they blew out Philly. That was a terrible Jalen Hurts game. Then last season they played, and they blew them out again. 33-16, they whooped them about a year ago at this time, at the end of September, actually, when the Eagles had gotten off to a pretty good start. So you've got back-to-back woodshed games from the Bucs beating the Eagles. But it's actually now 6 of 7, dating all the way back to the 2013 season, that the Bucs have beaten the Eagles with scores like 45-17, 31-15, 32-9, 25-11, 33-16.
These aren't field goal games at the wire.
No, they like see them and they play their A game. So I don't necessarily love Tampa in this matchup, but it is not nothing in my opinion.
No, it's hard to look past that. And again, both teams actually mirror each other to a degree. They've both overachieved a little bit. It's not to take anything away from them. They have earned those victories. They've both been very good. I think they both will end up very good, if not great, as contenders in the NFC. But they've both had two or three games where you go, you replay that 100 times, you might lose that more than 50% of the time. And it took the Eagles consecutive blocked field goals at the end of a game to beat the Rams when they were down 20 in the fourth quarter. Tampa scored quite literally with the ball at the end of three straight games to win them. A tip pass, a fourth down that doesn't get converted when Baker Mayfield scrambles. You lose one of those as well. Again, they both deserve credit for being in all three and winning all three, finding ways to do that. That's what good teams do. But it's also they've overachieved a little bit, and their wins haven't matched kind of their DVOA or some of the advanced numbers that tells you how good somebody is.
There are three teams in the NFL that have not turned the football over this season. One of those three teams, the Tampa Bay Bucks. It is why they are 3-0. Baker Mayfield is dealing 6 touchdowns with no picks, 615 yards on the young season. He is completing about 64% of his passes. This is 3 years in a row with a new OC for him in play caller.
Pretty amazing.
By the way, when you look at the numbers, I mean, right away it was Dave Canales who got him right, and everyone said, oh, it's a Canales thing. Well, he's been in Carolina for a couple years. Last year they go to Liam Cohen. It's a Liam Cohen thing. He's in Jacksonville now. Now it's this guy, Josh Grizzardo, I wouldn't recognize if you picked him out of a lineup for me. Guess what? Now he's a head coaching candidate early this season because of what Mayfield's doing, who's become one of the 10 or so best consistent quarterbacks in the NFL. And then finally in the division, the lone non-1 o'clock window game, Packers at Cowboys in Dallas. I mentioned 2-1 Green Bay trying to respond after that bad Browns performance. I just think they took them lightly, didn't really think they needed to play. I'll roll the football out and beat the Browns. Wrong, not in this league. 7-point favorites in Dallas. That Cowboys defense is putrid.
Horrendous.
They are bottom 5 in almost every category. And I don't take pride in reporting this to people. Like, this is not something I enjoy talking about. But the Cowboys can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. They don't turn teams over. They don't tackle well. They're not coached well on defense. And they miss Micah Parsons. And again, I'm not happy to say any of this to you guys. This is not fun for me.
Listen, I take no pride. I take no pleasure in delivering this information. No, stop it.
Darius, this is serious.
Audience, it's not funny.
This is serious business.
It's not funny to talk about the Cowboys' defense being horrendous and them having $1 trillion owed to Dak Prescott and company. No, it's not. Stop it.
We don't want to talk about Dallas being 1-3.
Aww.
We don't want to talk about Jerry Jones being completely inept as an owner and as a general manager and the fact that they have no chance as long as he continues to run the team. You think we take pride in that?
That's not anybody.
We're serious journalists.
Unreal.
Big J journalists. The fact that the Cowboys are a joke, that makes the whole division look bad. We don't like that here.
I don't want to look ridiculous. No, thank
you. Enough, audience.
No, thank you.
Unacceptable, Danny.
Mm-mm. Not on our watch. Mm-mm.
How badly does Green Bay beat them by this weekend?
This feels like, by the way, if I'm Dallas watching last week, watching Green Bay go on the road and lose to Cleveland, I'm going, oh crap.
You're like, do you have to get right?
Oh, no.
Do you have to play so badly that you're desperate coming into our game to show everyone that was just a one-off fluke?
And I'm hoping that's all it was, by the way, and it's not some sort of weird hang-around game where Dallas' offense, who is capable, by the way, goes up against Green Bay. It's a revenge game subplot for Micah Parsons, who claims that everything's fine, but you know he'll be as motivated as anybody. This feels like a Green Bay shellacking to me. I hope I'm right.
Sharp Bar in Reston is where we are today on Grant and Danny. We're going to be here until 6:30, actually. We're out here at the JW Marriott Reston Station. It's brand new. It's beautiful. The restaurant we're in is the Simon. The food is amazing. You had risotto?
Oh, my God. It was so good. With enormous shrimp.
Burger that's dry aged. I mean, it was so excellent. I got to say, I'm ready for a nap. I will tell you that. The problem is we're on the air for a while longer.
Well, yeah, we got some time left.
So short of me tagging in Toby, I'm not going to take that nap. I'm going to persevere. But it was one of the best burgers I've had in a while. Grant and Danny on the Fan, it is Friday, which means we will win off the field next.
Together.
Tally up your little mini moral victories that nobody else would care about. You can call us at 800-636-1067 to tell us how you are in the win column.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
And then what happens? Oh, sure. It is time to figure out how you are winning off the field. Here's how it works. You're going to call us at 800-636-1067. We're going to welcome you onto the radio program. And then you're going to tell us what little thing has gone well in your day. What tiny, mini moral victory has made your day better. I'll give you an example. This is not something we do for me or for Danny or...
Right.
For any of us here at the show now, it's something we do for Bruce Allen because he once said these words many, many years ago.
We're winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field.
So, with that in mind, Danny, I'll give you how this works.
Would you, because I need a refresher. It's been a minute.
I'm at work today.
Okay.
Theoretically. This is called a get-to job. This is not a have-to job. I'm sitting at the Char Bar and resting at the JW Marriott. I was given a delicious bacon cheeseburger to sample.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. I was made very specially, as a very special person like you, Danny, a chocolate football the size of a Lombardi trophy.
Yeah.
I've eaten a bunch of that chocolate football.
Sure.
I'm going to take a college football-sized brick of chocolate home wrapped up probably for my children because I got a chocolate football today given to me. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
And you'll be able to do a great Ryan Clary impression yelling it's a football. As you hold that chocolate football.
It's a football!
It's a football! It's a football! Similarly, I too am at the Char Bar. You could see me. I'm here as well.
Yes, you are.
And you mentioned some of the foodstuffs. I had a risotto with some scrimps, which was lovely. I've had some chocolate footballs too. And I'm dragging a little bit. Your pal's tired, right? Baby's up a couple different times last night. Thursday night football.
Baby in the back.
Yada, yada, yada. Everybody's busy. We're running around.
For
we're active.
Festiva.
With the baby. So we're doing a lot. I'm dragging a little bit, a little tired. And I said to this wonderful young lady that is employed here at the old Char Bar at the Simon Restaurant at the JW Marriott, do you guys have an espresso? She said, yes. I said, I'd like an espresso. She said, would you like a double? I said, yes. And she's like, you want any sugar? I said, no. But she's like, we can do a little lemon peel for the outside, like you're an Italian man saying, buongiorno, o come sei ricci, like that, like I really know, like I belong in Europe right now, sitting at a cafe outside. So I've got myself an espresso, and an espresso that is delightful. It's a pick-me-up. I'm good to go, therefore I am.
Winning off the field.
Whatever. That's the way the game is played. Let's go to George in Waldorf. George, how are you in the win column?
Hey, what's up, Granddaddy? Hey, so today I had a coworker pick up Chick-fil-A for me for lunch while she was out, and she comes back, and I noticed that the bag looks like it has – way too much food in it.
Oh, boy.
And at the bottom of the bag is a 30-count Chick-fil-A nugget that I did not order.
Yep.
So, therefore, I am winning.
Winning off the field.
He gets it.
Certainly are. Look, Jaden Daniels might be ruled out for Atlanta. Terry McLaurin is not playing this weekend. Dan Quinn said as much today. There's no John Bates walking through that door. These are the losses on the field. But my guy got a 30 count of chicken that he didn't ask for in his Chick-fil-A bag.
Think of all those dipping sauces.
That's
Think
a
of what
win.
You can do with that 30 pack of Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Sean's in Falls Church, home of the Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my call.
Hey, man.
I have a 10-month-old, and he at times will wake up in the middle of the night like you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
But sure enough, last night, he let me sleep through. And also, too, during the night, I don't remember my dreams much. I had a dream about 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer had his own show called Around the Tobe. It was awesome. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Around the Tobe.
I kind of like Around the Tobe.
Okay. Okay. That needs to not die. That needs to be filed somewhere for something.
Toby, can we at least, Chris, can you punch up Toby's microphone
Punch
for
up
me?
Toblerone's Around
can
the Tobe.
Can we at least get a segment on whatever show you're doing regularly on the weekends, evenings, whatever, called Around the Tobe, where you just give the latest in sports?
Yeah, I'm down with that. I like it.
Around the Tobe.
Or
and maybe even the whole show could be called Around the Tobe.
What if it's just what's going on with Toby? Like, what's going on around the Tobe?
Well, on the Grant and Danny show?
No matter where we do it.
I like it. This could be a new segment for us, Around the Tobe, where we just find out, Toby, what are you doing in your personal life?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, it's the most boring life you've ever heard. But if so, yeah, I'd gladly
do
it.
Let's do our first installment right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the world debut of Around the Tobe. Toby, big weekend coming up, eligible bachelor, single guy like yourself. What do we have on the social calendar this weekend?
I'm going to go watch Stonebridge football tonight, so I'm going to watch some high school football.
Offensive coordinator and play caller Logan Paulson.
Logan Paulson,
Logan.
Head coach by Kedrick Golston.
That's right.
Excited to see those boys tonight, and then probably just sit on the couch and watch football the rest of the weekend.
Around the Tobe.
This has been Around the Tobe on Grant and Danny.
Only heard right here on The Fan.
Around the Tobe.
Brandon in D.C. By the way, you know you're a P1 when you're dreaming about the station and random segments Toby's going to be
And you're
doing.
Doing show ideas for Toby.
I like that. I mean, that is amazing. Absolutely great. All right, who's next? I already deleted the name.
Brandon, I think. Brandon.
I don't know how to work Toby's computer.
Hi, Brandon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am fortunate enough to lead a fantastic team of individuals who are wrapping up completing one of the biggest projects in the city. Was able to grab them aside, make some hamburgers, and just get some FaceTime with my guys who do all this hard work for the city, and therefore I am.
Winning off the field.
Love to see it.
Thank them for their work for us.
We love to see
this
it.
In the city. Let's go to Charlie in Fairfax on The Fan. Charlie, how are you winning off the field?
Hey, Grand Danny. Nice to be here. I got a 3-for-1 today. I was at the Char Bar. I met Grant and Danny.
Let's go.
I got to show them my betterbelt.com. And hope everything is well, and that's how I'm winning off the field.
Winning off the field?
Not only did Charlie show us his belts, he gave us
I got a belt from Charlie.
I have an American flag, red, white, and blue Ryder Cup belt that I'm going to be rocking. I feel good about this. And I've never done this before. I have not.
Okay.
But this belt does not have like a hole and a little metal.
It doesn't have your traditional loopy-loop
It's a
things.
Velcro belt.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to try it on and give it a whirl and see if I like the Velcro situation. But I love the look of it.
Well, so I thought I was doing pretty well. You know, I'm working the co-pair, as you know.
Co-pair Paulson, co-pair Rouye.
I'm down. I'm in a good place. I've been very happy. Good weigh-in this morning. Feeling good about me. And our guy Charlie's like, what size waist are you? He's like, well, I'm a 35. That's what size waist I am. And he's like, here's a 36. And he's like, try it on real quick. And I'm like, yeah, come on. I know what to do. And then I tried it on, and he went, here, let me get you this one. And it's a 38. So okay. I thought I was doing a little bit better than I was, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
But it's the
well, you're burying the lead, though.
Certain cuts of the
– once you get to 35, 34, you don't get to call yourself fat anymore. So you have to stop doing that. So that's a big – if you're 35 now, you're making moves. Matt's in Stafford. What's up, Matt? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing really great now. I was sunglass shopping. I went to Ollie's. There was a stand there, discount, not very good quality. I asked, is there any other sunglasses here? They went to the back and they brought out a different box. Mid-grade quality, Foster Grant. The ticket on the glasses said $24.99. When I rang it up, they said, we'll give it to you for that discount price over there, $2. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
You got a $2 pair of sunnies?
Sounds like he did. And by the way, because they were $2, he'll have them forever. There's a good Foxworthy bit where, like, he's like, now, if you buy a really nice pair of glasses, you break them or lose them in a day. You buy cheapos, you drop them off of a cruise ship into the ocean, a mermaid brings them up for you and says, somebody drop these. Like, those $2 glasses, are you'll have them for the next couple decades, so congratulations.
First of all, great Jeff Foxworthy stand-up pull by you.
Thank you.
I mean, people only know him, like, you might be a redneck F. And I was like, well, he has other jokes, but nobody knows those.
Not many of them. There's, like, the here's your sign.
That's Bill Engvall.
Okay.
That's a Bill Engvall. Here's your sign.
Well, then what is Foxworthy's?
You might be a redneck
that's
kid.
That's the only – yeah, that's kind of the bit.
Everyone knows those. So he had, like, 7,000 of them. He would close with it.
He might be a redneck. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay.
That traveling show, I'm sad to say, when I was a kid, I didn't know any better. Yeah. I thought it was kind of funny for a few minutes.
Well, Ron White is great.
He is. Ron Tater.
And there are other comics on that show, too.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Come on out to Charbar today. We're here until 6:30 in Reston. We are hanging out at the JW Marriott, the Simon restaurant here. Fantastic as well. We will see you when you get out here, as long as you get here before 6:30. Next, our Beltway Blitz, the Nats, the NFL, the Commanders, all in one segment. Lot of injury news on the Commanders front to get to as soon as we return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.